Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to the hotline and welcome back to the show. He'll be here July 23rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. This is Ted Nugent. Ted, how are you, sir?
I'm doing so good at stupid. And Mike, I'm going to share it with you because I hear through the grapevine that you deserve me.
I do. I feel like I've earned it over time. I certainly have.
I think so. Truth, logic, common sense is not just ours. It's alive and well across America, and we are here to celebrate it. Are we not?
We are. I was just telling Galvin before you got on the show that easily in the 10 years that we've been at this radio station, you are one of the most polarizing people. Like, not only do people love or hate you, but they either love you, and if they hate you, I'm also an asshole for having you on the air.
And you could wear that as a badge of honor because only subhuman mongrels hate me. People who hate hard work, people who hate being in the asset column, people who hate freedom, people who hate self-defense, and people that don't think venison is actually food. Those are the people that hate me. I could not be more proud.
I was just saying that also in the amount of time that we've had on this station and times you've been on the air with us, I have come a long way. The very first time we spoke to you, I had never hunted before. I kept saying that I was going to hold out until I either got to hunt with you or the great Wade Boggs. But since then, I went from not being able to shoot anything to finally going out and killing my first hog.
Well, and as you know, on an intellectual and honest, human instinct, basic intellect level, we are indeed stewards. We're reasoning predators. We have to maintain healthy, balanced wildlife and ecology, and that's really what the hunting, fishing, and trapping lifestyle is about. I mean, my God, what kind of brain dead, Barack Obama fan or Hillary Clinton fan or Bernie Mao Tse-tung fan would actually think that the animals can just keep living and there would somehow mysteriously and magically become more habitat to support next year's birth rate amongst the wildlife. I mean, hunting, fishing, and trapping is the ultimate, pure, environmentally beneficial activity available to mankind. And anybody that doesn't get that, they might want to call 1-800-NUMBNUT and have Michael Moore explain how personal hygiene is superfluous.
This is Ted Nugent joining us. Ted will be here July 23rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. Of course, he will be out there performing live. Now, do you get sick of that after a while? I mean, at some point, you got to be like, all right, I'm gonna stop touring. But man, it seems like every year you're out.
Mike, I crave this stuff. I'm 67.7 years clean and sober, and I was raised by Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard, James Brown and Wilson Pickett and the Motown Funk Brothers. Because I hunt and fish and trap, and like this morning, I've been out, I planted a few acres of buck forage oats for the wildlife, and I was out brush hogging some food plots and got in a bunch of morel targets and shoot my bow and arrow. I trained my beautiful Labrador, Sadie and Happy. I mean, I live an outdoor, almost a Cochise-like lifestyle, pure, hands-on, benefit to the earth lifestyle. So when I pick up my guitar, fire happens. I still crave this music. In fact, I crave it more now than that little 10-year-old kid in Detroit in the garage with his first amp and guitar. And plus, I'm surrounded by the greatest musicians that ever lived. Greg Smith on bass guitar and this new animal from Detroit, Justin Hartless. Every guitar player dreams of having a band like I've had for the last 50 years. So, no, I love this stuff. Playing cat scratch fever after a great hunting season is like the first time, I promise you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm excited to come see you.
Excited for you to come see me. I'd be very excited. My band is so good. If I wasn't in this band, I'd go see him every night.
it's obvious now at this point who you're going to be voting for. From the very beginning, though, when you had all the people up on the stage, did you know at that point which candidate you'd want to support?
No, I'm a pragmatist. Call me weird, but I actually think guitar players qualify for We the People. And I believe I have an absolute moral obligation to perform my We the People duties intellectually, spiritually, and certainly pragmatically. And I was watching all of them. I want someone who adheres to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, the battle cry of American excellence, that you are compensated based on your work ethic and your sacrifice and your risk-taking and getting up early and being the absolute best that you can be. So I was watching all of them. And a lot of the Republican candidates were really very, very impressive. I know Rick Perry has performed miracles in Texas. Scott Walker has performed upgrade quality of life miracles in Wisconsin. I really admired a lot of them. But we're down to Donald Trump because this is a culture war. And when you got a lying felon and a communist on the Democrat side, I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You know, here it is in a nutshell. And people that disagree with me, it must really suck to be so wrong. So Bernie Sanders in 2016 wants to try communism in America when 58,000 American military heroes fought communism in Vietnam, but Bernie Sanders thinks it might have a chance today in America. I mean, you've got to be brain dead.
Yeah.
To follow Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. And if anybody wants to debate me, I'd be glad to do it right here with Mike on your radio show. Because if you try to debate me, I will eat your family tree and sawdust.
No. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the Bernie Sanders thing, Bernie Sanders will always represent that group of people that just wishes everything was okay. But the Hillary Clinton part that amazes me is, first of all, had it not been for her husband, we would not even know who she was in the first place. And
well, now, wouldn't that be nice?
Right. Okay. So now she's there and they say, okay, well, we've done us a couple of favors. We'll do you a couple of favors. Enjoy New York for a little while. And now she is close to the presidency at a time where she's got an FBI investigation. And I'm not surprised by that because I live in a state where our governor is a guy who took a huge, who paid the largest settlement on his Medicare fraud charges and got elected twice.
Well, what you're identifying, Mike, and I write for a bunch of conservative websites, blogs, and if people go to tednugent.com. I've literally written thousands and thousands of articles that have been read by billions of people around the world because, again, I so believe in an experiment in self-government. I know the whole world sucks. I know America still sucks less. And we, the people who bust our ass to be in the asset column, we've got to keep fighting because Hillary Clinton is a criminal. Here it is in a nutshell. When I do interviews all across the country, instead of people saying, you know, Ted, I'd like to take the devil's advocate point of view, they're not even saying devil's advocate anymore. They're going, Hillary advocate. The woman is the devil. Bernie Sanders is a freak. And here's an alert to everybody out there who's on drugs. Nothing is free.
Yeah.
You have to earn your own way. That's why people hate me, because I actually believe that in order to make America strong, you have to earn your own way. And if you don't believe that, I don't know, go to Europe or Illinois where you don't have to, and some you know, criminal gang will take Mike and my income and just redistribute it to you fleebs who can't get up in the morning. So I know I'm on the right path. You watch my band, my crew, my management, my family, my incredible wife, Shemaine. She's got this amazing book out right now called 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, that is about busting your ass to take good care of yourself so you can be an asset to your family, your neighbors, your fellow man, your the good Mother Earth, humankind. I mean, it's not mysterious unless you're on acid.
No, and listen, no matter who you, what you believe in and who you like politically, the correct answer is right there. I come from a family that was, my mom was a single mother with two kids on welfare, and both me and my brother do very well now. My mother does very well now, and there's no secret to it. You're a 9-year-old who wakes up and you can play Wimbledon tennis. That's a different story. You're born with something that's ridiculous, and you got to still work hard on that. Hard work is the only thing that's going to ever get you success in life. Some people get there a little bit earlier because there's a little bit of luck on their side, but you cannot ever expect anybody else to have to do stuff for you. The only way you're going to get it is if you go work your ass off, and that's the truth.
And that's why Donald Trump is resonating right now, because he's about work ethic and making America strong. And if you're, and again, this isn't a Ted Nugent opinion. This is the fact, the evidence, the history, the data, everything supports the statement that if you don't earn your own way, you are a liability. Now, some people have medical tragedies and health issues in life, but neighbors and fellow Americans always help them.
Yep.
Mike, not one day, 365 days a year for, I don't know, 40 years? Not a day goes by in the Nugent family life. Now, a lot of people go, well, not every day. Every day, we have an assembly line where I autograph bows and arrows and skulls and antlers and guitars and bullets and 8x10 photos and carved wood and art and all kinds of different things, military flags. I autograph things every day of my life to go to military charities, children's charities, wildlife conservation charities, and just people who contact us and say, hey, my daughter's ill. We can't pay the bills. We're doing a fundraiser. The minute that comes in, my team, Linda Peterson, my sons and daughters, my wife, everybody, we line stuff up, and I autograph it, and we ship it out for a fundraiser. No, I'm not bragging.
No.
I guess I am bragging, because you know who I am? I'm your average American who cares.
Yeah.
We give and give and give. And when the government gives, first they have to take, and then they give, and they take credit for giving. When they didn't give, they didn't give squat.
Mm.
We the people always help our neighbors. Now, just last year, I donated more than a ton with my trusty bow and arrow, 1 ton of venison to the homeless shelters and soup kitchens of this country, just the Nugent family. The government didn't have anything to do with that. That was hunting families donating to needy Americans. And the people who hate me because I distributed dead deer meat. You gotta have some kind of sun-baked turd where your brain used to hate me. And then they claim I murdered an innocent animal, and how would they like if one of my children were killed?
Yeah.
So you're going to equate barbecue with human life. That's the other side in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a strange and odd argument. This is Ted Nugent that we're talking to. By the way, Ted is never not a great radio guest, and he is also a legendary rock and roll performer. And if you've never had the opportunity, if you're of the younger generation, you owe it to yourself to go see Ted and his band. They will be at Ruth Eckert Hall July 23rd, 8 o'clock. Tickets available at RuthEckertHall.com. And he is certainly, whether you agree with him or not, a gentleman that knows what he's talking about and has an opinion, which is very rare when it comes to somebody of your celebrity caliber. The problem is, I also find like the George Clooney's of the world and those sorts of guys, it's hard for them to have the right opinion because they don't need anything. They don't want anything anymore, and they've lost touch. Now they just want to feel like I'm good. I want to help everybody else out. So I believe Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton should be able to help everybody because they forget what it's like.
It's really amazing. I hang out with, the greatest artists and the greatest celebrities in the world, and I got to tell you, there's a bunch of great people in the weird world of celebrity. I mean, all these rock and roll bands and all these famous artists, and they give and give and give. So we have to salute all of them, whether we agree with them or not. But here's the funny thing. You mentioned a George Clooney, and all these billionaires, Hollywood celebrities get together who want social justice and income equality when they have billions of dollars. And if you want income equality, how about you show us what you mean? Then take some of your billions and give it to people who don't have any. And do they do that? No.
No.
They support a lying, criminal scam artist like Hillary Clinton, who lied to the families of the Benghazi victims and then claimed that the victims' families lied, and she didn't. I mean, this is Planet of the Apes Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Mad Magazine, Clockwork, Day Glow Orange. This is like the dumbest time in the history of America where lies and scam artists, right from Barack gun-running Fast and Furious, you can keep your doctor, lying punk, and his Eric Holder gun-running, and Hillary lying scam artist, felony Clinton, and Bernie Mao Tse-Tung Sanders, and Loretta social injustice lynch. I mean, the Liberal Democrats are absolutely monsters. They hate productive Americans, and they think they have to steal from hardworking Americans' earnings to give it to people who don't know how to set an alarm clock. Here's a message for you, Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton. Bernie, eat me.
Ted Nugent, he will be here on Saturday, July 23rd. By the way, I don't know where you're coming from, but if you get in town a little early, I know you have a friend who has hunting property. I think when Tarpon, you told us one time, we should do some hunting when you get here.
Yeah, George Britton over there at Tarpon Springs. He got Britton's archery and firepower. And George, I got so many hunt buddies. Southern Outdoor Outfitters, Paul Bird and his wife Sarah, we do hog hunting, alligator hunting, and waterfowl hunting, and bear hunting. Florida is really an amazing wildlife paradise, and I salute the Florida Fish and Game for finally admitting the truth that Florida has way too many black bears, and even though they had a quota of 300, which they killed last year in like a day and a half, this year they're going to have the proper quota, which, well, I don't know about the proper quota. The proper quota would be an open season and let anybody who wants shoot a bear.
Oh, bears are cute. Everybody gets all upset because bears are cute.
But bears are cute. So is a chicken. So is a yellowtail, and I had sushi last night. So what kind of bases quality of life based on what's cute? If these people really base quality of life on what is cute, they wouldn't be able to hate me because I'm adorable.
I carried one gun, not carried it, but I had one gun. I had a 38 for like 10 years, never even kept it loaded on. And then all of a sudden I noticed I went from a 38 to, hey, I should have a shotgun. And then it's kind of like tattoos. Once you get one, you want more. Now I've got a whole arsenal. I just bought my first Desert Eagle. I haven't even fired it yet. But, man, to be able to hold up that giant 50 caliber gun, I'm afraid I'm going to fire it and bang myself in the head.
Yeah, I think quality of life is determined by firepower. And if you're outgunned, you're an idiot.
Well, I have a great quality of life then. I'm certainly not going to be outgunned. So I got kids. I feel like I got to protect the world.
When the gun control issue was brought up, I mean, what kind of weird, life-hating psycho would think that unarmed and helpless, forced, unarmed and helpless is a good idea? You know, you hear the anti-gun people go, well, the military and police should be the only ones with guns. Well, you know, I saw that movie. Was called Schindler's List.
Exactly.
These anti-gun people don't admit the irrefutable truth that in every instance where the most innocent lives are lost, every time, globally, it's in a gun-free zone. And horror of horror, I'm telling you, Mike, they know that gun-free zones produce the most death and mayhem of innocent lives, and they actually want more of them. You can't let maniacs, and I got to believe they're all stoned. They're all on drugs because, you know, who do you want stoned? Your kid's school bus driver? Who would you like to be high? Your mechanic? How about your pilot? Who in life benefits from a person being high? Nobody.
Well, how come you never run for office?
Well, I'm doing the most important office in America. It's called We the People, raising hell and driving elected employees batty, demanding accountability. Call me weird.
Yeah, that's probably more important.
By the way, you know the people who hate me for being an activist? I discovered just last year, I discovered the national anthem of the Liberal Democrats who hate me. And if I may, Mike, on your show, do I have your permission to sing a stanza of the Liberal Democrat national anthem? Can I do it on your show?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Nugent. There you go.
The national anthem for the Liberal Democrats.
Oh. You know how many people in their cars are going crazy right now? I love this.
Good, because the truth is a beautiful thing, and I bleed truth. If you don't agree with me, you're weird.
Ted Nugent, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. I can't wait to see you July 23rd, Ruth Eckert Hall. Thank you. Keep doing what you do, and we wish you the best. I can't wait to have you in town.
Well, thank you, Mike. God bless everybody. Thanks for the time to speak truth, logic, and common sense in your radio show. And just a final but never-ending reminder that freedom is not free. We work with a great charity called OperationFinallyHome.org. OperationFinallyHome.org and K9s for Warriors, where we provide cost-free, mortgage-free homes, no cost to the heroes of the military and their families, and special trained dogs that can determine suicidal tendencies and have literally saved hundreds of U.S. military heroes' lives. So OperationFinallyHome.org and Canines for Warriors, these are great charities that save the lives of the greatest human beings in the world, the U.S. military and their families.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. If you don't mind, I want to tell you two things. One, we happen to know a gentleman named Nick, who's a listener of the show, who has a dog like that, and he's a great guy, and they definitely help out. And also, you cannot serve the people who put their lives on the line for us enough. And it's great that there's organizations like that. Martin Gramatica and his brothers, who played in the NFL and live here in the Tampa Bay area, they have a similar organization where they also construct homes for soldiers that come back, and they actually give them the whole mortgage-free home, the property and everything, furniture.
And everything, yeah.
So, and the more people that do things like that, that's great. So I hope people check out your website and support it, because you can't thank those folks enough.
And that's the truth. Freedom is not free, and we the people are giving back more and more because we're starting to realize it. So God bless you guys. God bless America, and I will see you down there at Ruth Eckert Hall, and we will rip your heads clean off and make you dance.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
All right, live it up.
See you, pal. There you go. There's Ted Nugent. Let the phone calls come in.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy talking to him. It's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, I listen to him sometimes, and I go, oh, come on, you don't even believe what you're saying, but I enjoy listening to him. But Ted really believes everything that he says.
Sure, yeah.
And he makes a lot of, he's certainly extreme when he does it, but he makes a lot of good points. And for those people who are about to email me or call me and say, ask him about Vietnam, we've already covered that in the last two times that we've had him on the phone. We're not afraid to ask any questions of anybody who's on this show, but I'm not going to do it the same questions every time the guy calls. We've already addressed that. People yesterday were already like, ask him about when he grabbed his pants, and we already went over all that. So there you go. If you like Ted Nugent, go see him July 23rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. If you don't, I don't care about it.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.